Whoa, hey, look, check it out. It's that pair of cool dudes you haven't heard from in forever.
Except I'm totally over it and I don't care about anything.
And I am now a creepy, furry CGI monstrosity. And my name is Luke.
And my name is Zach. And
My name is Karen, and I'm the really smart blonde one that's got a great job.
And married a bug.
Oh, and married a bug and had lots of bug children. Yes, that's me.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's been a little while, but we're back here on this show where we usually watch free movies called Broke Box Office.
Oh, is that the song?
That's the song.
Thanks for doing that for us.
You're welcome.
Now we don't have to add the normal song in post.
Yep. I'm just gonna not. Yeah, that'll be it.
So if you're like new to the show and you haven't heard any of our episodes with Karen on them before, this is our mom. She's our special guest today.
In studio guest.
In
I'm right here in
studio.
with the studio with you.
That's right.
Yeah, I've never even done that.
That's true. And also, sort of, we broke the rules this week. And I don't know, do you feel like we need to make like excuses, Zach? I don't
It's
think we
a
do.
special. It's a special report, special edition on
Yeah.
this breaking movie that just came out. And also, two of us did watch it for free, so that's the majority of us.
We could what could this subgenre of video could be like? Spendy streamies.
I was just going to call it expensive box office.
Expensive box office. Yeah, that works. We watched Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers this week, which is streaming on Disney Plus
Yeah. And you know
because
what? I feel like part of the premise of our show at this point has become like revisiting like old shit that we used to
Right.
watch.
Yeah, yeah,
So this
yeah.
is kind of in that category.
Yeah, the timing was just too good. We couldn't pass it up because we knew it was going to be just chock full of bullshit 90s references and mom was
Boy,
here
was
in
it.
town. And so we wanted to just like have a good time and also maybe the audience will enjoy this because it'll be a movie people will actually watch.
And it is
Yeah.
chock full of bullshit.
References. Yes. So I'm interested to hear how many of, I don't know, how many of the actors from the original show are in this movie.
Right. It's interesting because some of them are, but not as the same characters.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a second. But like, starring, as we discussed recently on this podcast, Andy Samberg and John Mulaney as Dale and Chip, respectively.
Yes.
And that's still crazy to me. Still such an insane
Yeah, wait.
decision.
I gotta ask something real quick. I meant to ask mom this a few days ago. Did you see the episode of Jimmy Kimmel with them on it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that can be our recommendation for people who want to watch something free. Go look
There
up,
we
there's
go.
YouTube clips of it. Jimmy Kimmel with John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. He is out sick, so they are hosting and also the guests.
Yep,
Oh man.
I heard that it happened, but I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That is
Cool.
hilarious. But obviously both of these guys are pretty famous. For me, Andy Samberg, I feel like we've talked about this on the show before, but the Andy Samberg years to me are like the golden years of SNL. But he also has done a bunch of stuff then since then, Brooklyn Nine-Nine obviously, being his main thing. But I love him. I think he's
Yeah,
great.
I
What
always liked
do
him.
you know Andy Samberg from anything specifically, Mom?
I do. I've seen some of those things. Yeah, I like him. He's good.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Palm Springs, that was a good movie.
That was a cool movie. Yeah. And John Mulaney, I feel like primarily a stand-up. I don't think that's out of line to say, but he also was a writer on SNL for forever and forever. And at this point, just does a bunch of stuff. He was Spider Ham in Into the Spider-Verse.
Nice.
And yeah.
Very funny guy. Very funny guy. I love him.
Yes.
Wait, before you move on.
Yeah.
So, which of those two was miscast?
What do you mean?
I have a very strong opinion
You have an
about
opinion?
one of them was
Okay.
cast well, one of them was totally miscast.
Well, okay, I'm gonna guess that you think that Andy Samberg was miscast.
Nope.
I was going to say the reverse.
Really?
I feel like John Mulaney was totally wrong.
I feel like he maybe shouldn't have even been in the movie as a whole. Is that like what you're saying? He didn't like get the shtick of it? Yeah.
Wait,
not that he would have been better as Dale, but that he
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else should have played Chip.
Got it.
Okay, so what are you looking for from your Chip actor?
Not that.
Okay. I don't know why they just didn't do... I mean, I know why, is because if they didn't have these people cast, this movie wouldn't have gotten made, but...
Right.
You know, they do their original voices at like a couple points in the movie, and that made me just be like, oh yeah, what?
It's yes.
Weird that it's not that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why weren't they using the Chip and Dale voices? That was wrong. Sorry. Go ahead, Luke. I interrupted.
Well, the one thing that I did look up is that this was directed by Akiva Schaffer, which is Andy Samberg's friend, so that's probably why.
You know what? They should have had Yorma as Chip.
Yeah, you know what? I could
Lonely
see
Island trio back together.
I didn't have a problem with Chip. I don't. What in particular like drew you out of his performance?
That just is not. I don't know. It was everything. I mean, his delivery, his tone, his pacing.
Was he too uptight?
I don't know. I guess maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I think I had the thought about them just using the original voices too, but I guess in addition to just wanting to cast A-listers as the leads, they wanted to make the delineation of like Chip and Dale from Rescue Rangers is not like real life, quote unquote, Chip and Dale in the universe of this movie.
Yeah.
So they sound different.
Yeah, they kept shoving that down your throat through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He definitely was not the worst in the film.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to her.
Oh, I mean, I think I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah, she is, in fact, next on the IMDb, which is Kiki Lane, who plays Ellie.
Man.
And, you know, we don't love to talk trash about people on this show, but...
Well, here, let me do it for you, then.
But but to be fair, it was surprising that her performance wasn't very good because she has such good credits and she's been in, like, such cool stuff.
Yeah, I looked her up afterwards because I was like, is she, like... a cameo of someone from the I was like, why, what is going on? But yeah, she's been in great stuff before and she's done a good job before, so I don't know, like maybe it was like, you know, acting in a void like she is here probably is weird,
right? Yeah.
Oh man.
And I have to also assume, you know, just like doing children's media is just different. It's a different type of acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a different thing altogether, so I guess maybe we've learned that it's not her strong suit.
Because she was it Old Guard or Old something?
Mm-hmm.
She was great in that.
Yeah.
She's in
If Beale Street Could Talk, which is a cool movie.
Yeah, Beale Street.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was really good too.
Yeah. So not an untalented actor by any means, but not a good performance.
No.
We have Will Arnett as Sweet Pete, which I didn't even recognize until after the movie was over.
Oh, really? Oh, man. I got him immediately.
I was just so in it.
Yeah, you just thought, it's Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
A spoiler.
And we...
sort of.
We have Eric Bana, who voiced Monterey Jack. Now, this was the one I wanted to bring up because the original voice of Monterey Jack was the man, the myth, the legend, Jim Cummings, who we've talked about many times on the podcast.
Okay. Well,
and he...
I'm sure they could have gotten him.
They certainly did, because he plays other roles in this film. But he doesn't play Monterey Jack. And I assume that that's because they were going with the whole, you know, Chip and Dale are already different actors, so they have to make all of them different actors for their, like, normal life outside the show, I guess.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But, well, except for one.
Well, yeah.
But she does also kind of have a line about it, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just like I am in the show, or something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Jim Cummings actually does multiple voices in here. He is the voice of Pooh and Pete and Darkwing Duck.
Don't you mean Pooge?
Pooge.
Hey, that's why I hated the movie.
Yeah, when I saw that happen, I was like, oh no, Mom's not going to like this.
Yeah.
Pooge the fat honey bear.
We have, you know what, actually, real quick on that. Did you see the about the Winnie the Pooh horror movie that is getting made?
Yeah.
No.
Either of you guys? So, yeah, it's such dumb bullshit, but Winnie the Pooh just entered public domain like last year. So get ready for a lot of dumb shit like that.
Oh,
that's
no.
going to start happening.
That's like
the
wrong.
Most, like, it's the most boring, like, ooh, what if it's a kid's thing, but it's totally gross and edgy?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It's like, yeah, we all get it. Five Nights at Freddy's came out a decade ago. Can we?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, for the rest of the cast, Flew LeBorg is in this. Mm-hmm. I like him. Dennis Haysbert is the voice of Zipper, which I think is hilarious.
That was funny to me, I think.
Yeah. And Keegan-Michael Key is the cheesemonger.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah.
Whoa.
Tim Robinson voices Ugly Sonic.
Yes, I did. I saw that.
The most obvious, Seth Rogen.
And awful.
Well, yeah.
Literally just as Seth Rogen.
Playing himself, pretty much.
Yeah. And my dude, J.K. Simmons as Captain Putty. He was probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
He was amazing.
Was Captain Putty.
And he's like making, J.K. Simmons is like making sound effects and like weird noises at different parts. And I'm like, I never really seen him do that before, but I'm not surprised that he would.
Unhinged. It's amazing.
Totally insane.
And Chris Parnell is the voice of Dave Bolinari, Dale's agent.
He just is, right?
Oh, is he?
Well, he was there briefly.
Oh, okay.
That must have been after you stopped paying attention.
It maybe was. I know. I have one more that I'm going to blow your minds with. So the voice of Baloo, this is so perfect that Mom is here for this.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Baloo was voiced by Stephen Curtis Chapman, noted contemporary Christian musician.
Wait, is he an actor? What?
Dude, he has 11 actor credits on IMDb, and this is one of those 11, so...
Why would... Okay, hold on.
Isn't that insane?
Is there a reason? Why would he be that?
So, he has voiced Baloo once before.
Okay.
In 2000, in The Jungle Book Rhythm and Groove, which was a CD-ROM game.
Whoa. So that's like a super deep cut weirdo reference.
Or sorry, it was a PlayStation game. Yeah, so I have no fucking clue why they decided to bring him back for this.
Wow.
Maybe every other
person who played Baloo is dead.
Well, and it doesn't fit with the rest of them because you've got all these skanky guys, Seth Rogen and Adam Sandberg and John Mulaney and all the, I mean, I see all these guys sitting in a room during COVID going, hey, let's just make this film, you know? And so, you know, and they're all getting high and they're all doing whatever. And then in walks Stephen Curtis Chapman.
That's a good point. Sort of sticking out there.
You know what I hadn't thought of before that you just made a great point of, Mom, is that this fucking idea for this movie probably did come about during COVID, where they're just bored and they're like, you know, what is some weird shit that we could just do? Like, you know, like this is the end that they made,
right?
Or stuff like that.
Yeah, because
same kind of group of guys.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, a group. I mean, I even said to Luke, I said, I bet they're all friends with Post Malone too. You know, and they all.
Oh
just...
yeah, because he did the song.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that was all I really want to talk about with the cast. I mean, there's obviously more. There's Easter eggs all over this thing because they brought a bunch of people back for like all their roles. Like the original voice of Skeletor is back as Skeletor.
Amazing.
So,
Paul Rudd.
All sorts of stuff.
Also
Paul Rudd. Yes.
Paul
Abdul, yeah.
Is there as herself.
And MC Scat Cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What is that? Why are they there? I don't get it. Are they friends with Seth and Adam and all those people?
No, they're just like, you know, she's one of the only people who's ever interacted with a cartoon before. Like, Roger Rabbit is there. MC Scat Cat is there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised fucking people from Cool World weren't walking around.
And Paul Rudd is just, like, very memeable at the moment, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's what I got.
Let's talk about this good, great movie.
I don't remember it terribly well.
It starts here's something weird that I just realized. It starts theoretically, it should start in like the 1960s, right? because, like, they're kids and then they grow up to have a TV show. But it seems like they are children in the 90s because they have, like, lunchboxes and shit.
I'm going to look up, like, when is the first appearance of Chip and Dale?
Well, their first appearance is probably, like, 1930s or some shit, right?
I don't think it's that far back, is it?
Well, they were in, like, the original, not Looney Tunes, like, the Disney shorts, like,
right,
Donald Duck
.
Used to get mad at them and stuff.
Oh, you're right! You're right! Way back then, okay.
Chip and Dale.
Do you not talk about the director and all that stuff?
I don't know, not on this one. I figured it's like a big famous movie. A lot of famous people Disney. Made this.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first appearance of Chip and Dale is in 1943.
Oh, I was close.
So you were very close. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're meant to ignore
I don't think he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt back then.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I was mostly thinking because they have them as kids and they're very obviously young children. And then they have them like as adults making this TV show. And then it's like 30 years later and they look the exact same as when they're adults. So I was like, okay. The timeline is weird. Yeah. You know what? I think a lot of this movie you're not really supposed to think that hard about.
Oh, really? You think? that you're just supposed to, as Luke did, appreciate the movie while extremely high.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, yeah. I wasn't going to not.
Here's the way I watched this movie. I watched half of it this morning, and then I went to work for 8 hours, and I came home and I watched the rest of it.
Oh, my God.
So to me, it was a delight. You know what I want is...
I was not high, and I remember the movie. Luke will not remember much of the movie.
Well, yeah.
And it was painful.
Mom didn't have a great time.
Mom, I want you to describe the plot, and we can go along and we'll comment on stuff along the way. How about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Chip and Dale Chip and Dale are... finishing up, or they're ending up a season of Rescue Rangers, and...
Oh my god, you're just gonna skip all of them as children?
Yeah, they have the heartwarming lunchroom table scene.
Well, I wasn't scarred as a child. Maybe y'all were. So one of y'all tell that part.
And they play the Tenacious D song, Friendship, when they become friends.
I also thought it was kind of funny that, let's be honest, dude, the reason you sat with him is because that's your size of table.
Yeah, where else are you going to sit?
Yeah.
That's the other thing's crazy. It's so funny in this movie where I guess 75-80% of people are just humans.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is like a cartoon and most of them are human sized. And then every now and then there's just tiny people around.
Yeah.
That would be such a weird environment to live in, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and that was part of what made my head spin around on my neck was you've got regular human beings, and then you've got 2D cartoon characters walking around, but then you also have 3D cartoon characters walking around, all mixed up in the same world together, and I'm like, okay,
and you have, Muppet characters, and you have, stop-motion claymation characters.
Yes, yes, all jammed into the same environment.
Yeah, what are the bottoms of the Muppet characters look like?
That's a good question. I didn't love the way it all looked together.
Yeah, here's one thing I want to bring up. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I'm 99% sure that Chip and Monty and Gadget were also all 3D CG animated.
Yes.
Just done in a way to look 2D. It reminded me of Worthy Kids, kind of.
Dude, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say it looks like those characters were made badly in Blender.
They the edges of them just you're wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it that much cheaper to do it? It probably is, I guess.
I did not care for the way that they looked.
Not super good. It's especially weird because they have a few clips of the old show and they look totally normal.
Right.
And you see them in this movie and you're like, whoa.
And there's other 2D characters that have little cameos and stuff that are just 2D animated, right?
Yeah, I guess because they were only there for a few minutes and they're like, well, we can draw that.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to draw Chip for a whole movie.
I didn't love... And that honestly was probably my main gripe with the whole movie is I kind of just didn't love the way it looked.
Yeah. I think that's... Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Well,
sorry for interrupting, Mom.
I couldn't stand the way Dale looked. I didn't like Chip either. Well, but yeah, he Dale didn't look great looked either. Like he stuck his finger in a electric socket.
I mean, that's, you know, they give ugly Sonic a lot of shit in this movie. But they're not, like,
yeah,
they look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dale should shut up because he doesn't look any better than ugly Sonic. Mm-hmm. And who would have thought ugly Sonic would be a main character in
Dude,
this?
Such
know,
a big character.
I love that part. I honestly love Seth Rogen's fucking...
oh, no.
What is it? Beowulf character.
Yes.
From that movie. Making fun of that thing.
Yeah.
What is the... Okay, wait a second. What is the... Okay, I guess we can get to it when we get to it. But I'm curious, who's that bear? Is that a person? A character?
I thought it was just a Coke bear. That was just like
just like the Coca-Cola bear?
I guess so.
Okay.
That's the only bear I could place.
Right? Yeah.
He looked a lot like the Coca-Cola bear. If he might have been in something else, but I think... That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay. So anyway, I'm sorry I skipped the part. We're at the beginning. Which one moves in? Chip?
I think Dale is
Chip
new,
is new.
Dale's new.
Yeah. Okay. So Dale goes to new school. Everybody's making fun of him because he's a little bit tiny guy. And then we come to find out later that Chip also didn't have any friends. And so they end up at the lunch table. Of course, a miniature little bitty table. Or just
and it only has two chairs.
And it has two chairs. Okay, so they end up being friends. And then they're lifelong friends.
How'd they meet Gadget Monterey?
I don't remember that.
Maybe they had open casting or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, you fast forward, and then they're making this Rescue Ranger thing, and they're actors making this show, and it's the end of the show, and Dale is going to be like a James Bond character in a new series, and he tells Chip, and Chip gets all hacked off about it, and so they part ways and are not friends anymore. And
yeah. And also, Double O Dale gets canceled immediately.
Yeah, it does not get picked up.
Yeah.
I kind of like this little moment. It was nice because they, you know, it's that type of thing where neither one of them is like really in the wrong, because you get the sense that Dale, you know, is upset or like tired of being sort of like the dumb guy, or like you know, you get clonked on the head every episode, idiot, or whatever, which, you know, is fair.
I forgot about that little take on it.
There's just like one moment where you're like, oh, and then they split up,
and Chip is hurt because Dale is going on to this other thing without talking to him about it, and so he thinks they're, you know. Anyway, so fast forward, and then...
30 years by.
Is it supposed to be 30 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it said on Wikipedia.
You were paying better attention than I thought you were. And so Dale is doing the Comic-Con shtick everywhere and signing autographs and all that other kind of stuff. Meanwhile, Chip has become an insurance salesman.
Yeah. Do we think... Is this Dale's, like, full-time job? Can that be your job? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Just go around to... Like, is that what, I don't know, Brent Spiner does these days?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure you could make a decent living do that. That was a good sentence.
What?
I'm pretty sure you could make a decent living doing that. I mean, if you charge, even, you know, for like a has-been from the 90s could charge like 20 or 30 bucks for an autograph, or like 50 bucks for a picture or something like that. Yeah, and if you take if you take 20 pictures, you know, that's not a lot and you're good.
I mean, look at the Backstreet Boys. They do cruises. They
that's true.
They have mobs of people that go to those ridiculous concerts still. So
they should have had a line where he was like, I just about got back from such and such cruise where I had an appearance.
And so what's
Chip
his name?
Chip has an adorable dog. A giant dog, because he's tiny.
Oh, and he eats food that is Frozone branded.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that. Oh my gosh.
It's a frozen dinner. He also, this was a weird thing. I don't know if this was a reference or not. As he's walking home, he walks by a little animated house and goes, "Hello, Mrs. House." And the house goes, "Oh, hello."
Yeah. That cracked me up. I don't know if that's from anything. I don't think it is.
I don't know either, but
I didn't like Chip as part of my problem with John Mulaney, because, you know, all of his office workers say, "Hey, go out with us." And he goes, "No, I'm going home with Millie the dog." And I'm like, geez, Louise, you're not likable at all, dude. Not at all.
Yeah.
He's so depressed.
Oh,
he's bitter.
For 30 years? He's been depressed for 30. Get over it, Chip. Let's move on.
Wow.
Tough love.
Yeah, I guess we know where you're coming from here.
That's exactly right.
I also have a note here. I forget what happens, but I made a note about, I don't know, what is it, 10 or 15 minutes in, that they're going to rap by the end of this movie.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They rap way earlier in the movie than I thought they were going to.
Yeah. Because
they couldn't wait to make it come back around.
It's very much like a crucible for Chip, is that, like, I don't even remember the circumstances under which it comes out, but we learn that he hates it when cartoon characters sell out and do a rap or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yes, of course, he's going to rap.
Horribly. Horribly. Yeah. Both of them rap horribly.
I don't know, man. That song was my favorite part of the movie.
So, Chip gets a call from Monty, right?
Yes.
Who, I wasn't really sure about them deciding to draw the parallel between cheese and drugs, I guess.
Well, you know, cheese is the name of a drug.
Just make Monty a literal drug addict, but that's what they decide to do. And Monty's in debt to the Valley Gang.
The Valley
Gang. And this is where we finally get our team up, because Monty calls both Chip and Dale for help, and they both show up. But Chip is very dismissive in this first encounter. He's very much like, I'm pretending you're not here, and I still hate you, and I'm sort of immature about it, you know?
Horrible. Mm-hmm. He was horrible.
Dang, wow.
I couldn't stand him.
You really didn't like Chip?
No, I didn't. And I've always loved Chip and Dale, so that's why I didn't like him portrayed in this way in this movie. And it also, to me... I mean, I realize it's rated PG, and so which is weird to me, because I would think Chip and Dale, let's go for, you know, a G rating, but this, so instead they want to shoot for a little bit older kid, because there's some dark stuff in here between the drug stuff and the
okay. Well, hold on a second. I feel like you both have said this. I don't think this movie is for kids. I think this movie is for, like, people my age, like Luke and your age, who remember the show. A kid watching this would be like, what the fuck is going on?
That's exactly what I thought. Okay, that helps a lot, Zach, because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm thinking, okay, you can't do this, like, cosmetic surgery and people blowing up and all that other kind of stuff with kids. That doesn't work.
Definitely not. Like, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is... Man, I just had a thing that it reminded me of, but I forget now. It reminds me of, you know, stuff just like... Someone compared it to Sausage Party, I think. But I don't think it's quite like that.
Ooh,
but it's like, you know, it's like using these kids' characters, but it's not, I don't think, for kids.
Okay. Yeah. That is something that we had talked about, too, is that it's sort of unclear.
Well...
But, you know, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Like, for instance, the Pogs...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No child is going to know what an elementary age kid today won't know what a pog is. You guys, your age, you'll know what a pog is.
I don't think kids are going to know who Chip and Dale are, because they haven't been around, like they say, since the 90s.
Yeah, that's true. And I did love the Pogs part.
I thought the Pogs part was fun. I have a note here. I forget how this happens, but they're like walking down Hollywood Boulevard or something like that, or maybe remembering it.
Uh-huh.
And Squidward has the star on the Walk of Fame, which I enjoyed that.
Oh my god, I didn't notice that.
And there's also a billboard for, and I really wish they would make this movie, Mr. Doubtfire starring Meryl Streep.
Yes, I remember that.
And there was a Batman versus E.T. That same...
Batman versus E.T.?
There were three billboards.
Mm-hmm.
Batman versus E.T., Mr. Doubtfire, and there was some Fast and Furious.
And Furious Babies.
Oh, yes, Fast and Furious Babies. That was it. Yep.
And he watches Batman versus E.T. later in the movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they're walking... One time they're walking down the street and there are cats.
Mm-hmm.
From...
Well, that's in the valley.
That's in the valley, yeah. We're almost there.
The uncanny valley. Yes, so they're afraid that, or Monty is afraid he's in trouble of getting bootlegged. And,
yes.
This I honestly really liked as a concept of, you know, those terrible bootleg movies are actually what happens, I guess. Is it just this one guy doing it, or...
Are there other bootlegging operations?
Yeah, gang that, like, if you... cross them, I guess they'll like mess you up and change you to look slightly different and then make bootleg movies with you.
Yeah.
And that explains where all of those, you know, bootleg movies come from.
They basically traffic you. It's very...
Well, yeah, I guess that's, you know,
very dark. But yeah, that's what's going to happen to Monty if he doesn't pay up. And it literally, they make a whole thing out of, like, the odor lines from the cheese are, like, specifically the part of it that is, like, the drug. So, like, whenever Monty, like, floats off on the smell of cheese, he's just tripping balls, I guess.
Yeah. He was doing that a lot in the TV show, I guess. His eyes always were crazy and his mustache stood out.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense now.
So, yeah, he ends up getting kidnapped or whatever. And how do Chip and Dale find out? They just go back and the cops are there or something, right? Or
does the cops remember, call them? But they gotta team up, obviously.
Yeah.
To save their mutual friend, Monty.
Right.
And then they kind of work with the woman detective, but then they're sure if she's good or bad or whether is it the sergeant or the captain? What's the Gumby guy?
The boss guy is Captain Putty. Boss.
Is he Gumby or who is he?
He's like
a Gumby.
Gumby analogous.
That type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's my favorite part of the movie because J.K. Simmons is absolutely manic in this role. Mm-hmm. He is just having a blast, mm-hmm. and it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's what I think maybe the movie needs more is
mm-hmm.
people just... Oh, that was what I was going to compare it to is... Maybe this isn't a good comparison. The fucking Melissa McCarthy puppet movie where she was a cop. Oh my God. What was that movie called? I don't remember.
Yeah, what was that movie called? I can't remember.
The, you know, puppet guy.
Yeah, uh-huh. I never saw that. Yep. Yeah,
it was okay. I don't know. It wasn't good, but... This kind of reminded me of that, where they're using like this framework of like children's entertainment to tell this like weirdo story.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously don't go that far with this one. Like, it would be weird if you saw like, I don't know, fucking Chip and Dale's dick or whatever.
But thank God.
I don't think Disney. Yeah, I'm surprised Disney even allowed this, let alone
I know.
I thought that so many times.
They do make a reference to they don't wear pants at some point. Somebody makes a reference, why don't you ever wear pants or something like that?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then how do they find the lair where
find the cheese and they gotta go to the cheese shop that they got it from.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, the cheese that first. Monty yes, had. Yes,
and,
yes.
And this is where they go to Main Street, mm-hmm. which I thought this was funny.
Mm-hmm. Because it's straight out of Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But a little bit fucked up, apparently. Skanky.
A little bit skanky.
And there's the Italian chef of the cheese shop.
Yep. The cheesemonger.
Oh, there's also this great line where, they go in there, the cheese guy's like, "You're not cops, are you?" And they're like, "No, we're just looking for our friend, Monterey Jack." And he just has a line, "Monterey Jack is also the name of a cheese." And they just kind of stare at each other for a second.
That's right, yeah.
I laughed a lot during this movie, I will say.
Oh, I did too.
Not me. I missed it. I missed all the jokes. Because when he said that, I went, okay, that's not funny. What's funny about that? I don't get it. I don't get this movie.
This movie is not for you, Mom. This movie is for... cool young folks, not so young anymore.
But
I guess.
Mean, did you enjoy Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers when we watched it when we were kids?
Well, yeah, and that probably is the fundamental problem because we did watch because we had some of those on VHS too, and oh my God, did we watch those?
Yeah,
and we really watched them. Not you, Luke. You wouldn't remember this, but when you were born. To get me through your first months of life as an infant with a 3-year-old, Zach was 3.
Mm-hmm.
Zach watched Rescue Rangers out the wazoo.
Really?
I mean, Zach watched him some Rescue Rangers every day for 3 months. But it was a kid show, and I was watching through a kid's lens. And I think that was my fundamental problem was I didn't get the memo that this wasn't a kid's show. So I'm watching it thinking it's going to be like Aladdin. Have some adult humor, but it's going to really be for kids.
Okay, sure.
No, it wasn't. No. It was not for kids.
Okay, nope. So it's just a matter of expectations were different. Otherwise, yes. You would have really enjoyed it, I think.
No.
No? Okay.
Otherwise, she would have not agreed to do this podcast.
Because they insulted my bear.
Yeah. Wait, this was your idea, wasn't it, Mom, doing this movie?
No,
it was mine. No, it was Luke's idea.
Okay. Of course it was mine.
Let's be clear.
Oh, man.
Although it was interesting to me. I mean, I started, you know, I thought the two of you did a lot of research for this show. And so I started writing things
down. Don't tell them.
I started writing things down. It was interesting to me, and I finally quit because there were so many, the Easter eggs and the extra characters that were just plopped in there, Paula Abdul and mm-hmm. Hammer Pants and the cats. And, you know, there were just so many of those little, you know what? I'm looking at my list right here. I stopped after Pooge the Fat Honey Bear.
That one really just...
I stopped.
Yeah.
It did it.
You can't do it right anymore. There.
Pooge.
Out of protest, you stopped because of Pooge.
I stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. So, dear listener, keep in mind that there's hundreds and hundreds of references in this movie, and we're not going to name them all.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very maximalist movie.
Yeah. It could just say, like, you know, oh, there's a cameo of a character you've seen before. And just, like, take that clip and insert it every, like, minute or so into this podcast recording.
Yes.
And it would still work.
Yep.
Because, like, it's constant.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, a character you've seen before. Oh, look, someone you might recognize. Or just a thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of, here's one thing that I wanted to ask you all about. Because we're about to meet Sweet Pete, the bad guy of the movie. And they talk about Sweet Pete, and he's, like, the leader of this gang. And he's a Disney, like, movie. And I was like, okay, so it's fucking Pete, right? Like, the Pete from Disney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They totally... I don't know if it was supposed to be like a twist-a-rooney that
it
wasn't
sure.
him, but...
I'm sure that was on purpose.
Yeah. We find out that is not the case. It's Peter Pan.
It's old fat Peter Pan.
Bang-a-rang!
Yep.
He says that at one point.
Yep.
His whole thing is basically he grew up and then, you know, he lost all his fame and no one wanted to cast it anymore once he became a gross adult. And then he got bitter and jaded about it. And then he started bootlegging and he's like the big boss of the bootlegging.
Yeah. And here's another thing that is weird. Later on, we see one of the Lost Boys sees Peter Pan. He's like, oh, you got old.
Yep.
And the Lost Boy is the same age.
Yeah.
Yep. So what the fuck?
Yep.
That was a big question I had about the logistics of how cartoons age. Because, you know, we already mentioned earlier how Chip and Dale don't age at all in the 30 years.
We see a couple characters that look like, you know, black and white cartoons from, like, you know, the 30s.
Yeah.
Were they, like, recently animated or are they just from then?
Are they 100 years old?
Out of everything that goes on in this movie, that's your question?
Yeah.
That's what you're wondering about.
It's all about world building.
Yeah. If the world has consistent rules within the world, then, you know, it can be whatever.
Yes.
Maybe Peter Pan is the only cartoon who ages, because none of the other ones seem to either.
Like, do you think it's because in his cartoon he doesn't age?
That would be so interesting if they're like, here's this guy who's known for not aging, and we're going to make him the only one who does age. Interesting.
Well, anyway. Explain how the plastic surgery on the cartoons takes place.
Oh, God.
Because that's what happens next. I mean, they get there and just lasers, huh?
Yeah.
It's just lasers, you know.
Okay. And gives him a Snoopy ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It lasers it on him.
Okay.
Oh, I have... Here's one of the more odd cameos that I took down is at one point you see Stan's dad from South Park.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. And later on, you see Butthead is, like, running for mayor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Beavis and Butthead? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Everybody else is there. Why not them?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Mom, why don't you tell us about the scene? They have to figure out where the, like, you know, contraption is that they're doing the bootlegging stuff because they want to find Monty. So they need to find Peter Pan's step tracker. Don't question it too much. I'm pretty sure those things don't, like, log your location, right? But
we stopped questioning a lot a long time ago, Zach.
Yeah. So they have to go to a the bathhouse and try and find a step tracker. And why don't you tell us about that scene, Mom?
Okay, I'm trying to remember what happens. They go to
Is that the one in the valley?
Oh, is that when they do the rap?
It's the rapping scene.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. So they go in there. They have to get in his locker to get his step tracker so that they can see where he's been to figure out where the warehouse is with the laser machine. And so then Dale starts by, they're breaking into the locker and a big snake. Is that supposed to be the snake from Jungle Book?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that.
I don't know. That was Flew LeBorg, though.
Yeah, I was distracted by it very obviously being Flew.
Yeah.
So anyway, the snake says, "What are you guys doing?" And so Chip and Dale goes, "I'll distract him. You break in and figure out how to get into the locker." And so then Dale jumps down and starts rapping this horrifically bad rap song. I mean,
so funny.
And he's distracting the snake. But then all of a sudden, the snake hears what Chip is doing, and he turns around to Chip. And all along, Chip has been saying, "I refuse. I will not lower myself as an aging actor down to the level of rapping." But sure enough, the snake turns around, and Dale throws him the mic, and he goes to rapping.
Yep.
And what were the words?
Rap song about?
I can't remember the words. I was trying to block it out. What were the words?
Well, Dale starts, and he says, "My name is Dale, and I don't eat whale."
Oh, yes.
And then he keeps going. He's like, "I, all I can think about is whale and not eating whale." And so the entire rap becomes about how they will never, ever eat a whale.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're just like, "We're Chip and Dale, and neither one of us will ever eat a whale."
So stupid. So incredibly stupid.
So amazing.
Oh, wow.
But it works.
Yep.
Yep. They get the step charger. And we can skip over this part. Because the movie fucking did. They plug it in and it's like, "This is where the lab is." And you're like, "Yeah, what? Is that a location saved on his step tracker?"
Yeah.
Made no sense. No. Yeah.
They just had to get him there.
Yeah. I have a note that says Buff Garfield.
Yes.
Because we see some like pictures or like evidence of like other characters that have gotten bootlegged.
Yes. Is this where Pooge comes in?
I believe so.
And there was Flounder. Flounder was in this somewhere, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's the one we see a news report, actually, of him getting kidnapped earlier on in the movie, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He was one of the ones kidnapped, too. Yeah. So they go there, and Chip get stuck in the laser? Or is both of them in there? Or both of them in there? To start
They're
with.
Both in there right now.
I don't remember, yeah.
But they make it out okay. Because it was just like, they just like accidentally set the thing off, so they weren't strapped down, so they were able to like dodge around all the lasers.
And they worked together, didn't they? In this where they were...
Yeah.
And Chip all along is pretending like he doesn't remember the episodes, and Dale remembers all the episodes. And then gradually, you know, Chip begins to reveal that no, in fact, he does cherish those memories, and he remembers the different episodes, and... They do this gymnastics thing where they flip around and get by all the lasers, except for Chip's ear gets turned into a Snoopy ear.
Yeah, which, you know, that's fun, I guess.
That was another part that I love the idea, but in execution, it really did not work for me. The Snoopy ear.
It didn't look right.
Because I feel like they tried to blend the two, like, animation types. Uh-huh. And it just looked very, very bad.
It just looked like a black smudge. It was not good. They should have done something else. Like, I don't know. Speaking of Garfield, do a Garfield ear.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything like that.
Well, I kept thinking all along, why didn't they do like a Dumbo ear? And then, of course, we get...
Why didn't they give him fucking Mickey ears?
Why not a Mickey ear? Yeah, that would have been good.
Why isn't Mickey in this movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of.
Maybe they walked the line too close and they said, "You can do anything, not Mickey." And Minnie.
Touch the mouse.
And the duck's not, Donald Duck's not in it.
Yeah. There is a duck who's in it at the very end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they get out. They suspect Ellie now, which I also did for like a half a second.
Yeah.
But as soon as they started suspecting her, I was like, okay, it's not her.
Yeah,
was also like...
That part happened and I was like, there's like 45 minutes left. There's no way it's her.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough time for another
switch.
And
also, she's like
the
only human character, so it's probably not her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so they go... okay. This is sort of hard to explain. Earlier in the movie, at the Comic-Con, Dale is talking to Ugly Sonic, who says that he's doing a TV show with the FBI where he got, you know, very sort of Steven Seagal kind of thing. And so now they're like, we can't trust this cop that we were friends with, so we got to get in touch with the FBI. How can we do that? And they're like, we got to get Ugly Sonic.
Ugly Sonic, baby.
That was a drink of water. I just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't have to go completely silent while I was drinking.
And so, anyways, so they get with the
Pickle Rick cosplay at the Comic-Con. I took note.
Ugh, of course.
What were you going
to
say?
Oh, yeah. They start. I was trying to think of what came next. They go to the to that place, and then they start getting chased by the bear.
Yeah, there's a big chase scene.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big chase scene.
Oh, yeah. This is where Paul Rudd is. We see him at Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's going to do a new movie called Ant-Man. A-U-N-T.
Oh, yeah. Ant-Man.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Ant-Man. Uh-huh. It's just the power of being good friends with people's aunts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. So they're running away. Chip gets nabbed by the bear, but Dale is able to escape.
Yeah. And so now he's got to get the whole crew back together.
Well, the part of the crew that's not being captured.
Yeah, which is two, I guess. Which is Gizmo and what's the fly's name?
Gizmo?
Wait, no. not that's not right either.
I mean,
Zipper is the bug, right?
Zipper and Gadget.
Gadget. Yeah.
How could you forget Gadget?
Love her.
Yeah. Zipper now has a voice and he has a very deep voice, which is very funny.
So funny.
Oh yeah, there was a line earlier in the movie that I really liked. Wait, I think I took it down. When the voiceover at the beginning, Dale's describing the show, he says who each character is, and he says, and Zipper, he was small and he couldn't speak. A double threat.
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
I did like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's, this is where Gadget makes the joke. She was like, Dale's like, wow, I can't believe you fly this thing. She was like, yep. I guess my character in the show and my character in real life are basically the same.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that now. Yep.
Yeah. Nice.
And who did they leave all those children with? That's what I want to know.
The oldest one's probably old enough to take care of the rest.
Holy cow.
They have 20.
Lots of children. Yep. Okay. And so then what happens? They fly to the same warehouse, right?
Yes. They're going to go save them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
I'm trying to think of what happens.
I don't remember.
And this is bad because Luke was totally stoned out of his mind at this point.
Yeah,
and Mom totally.
Yeah,
is just, you know.
I'm looking at the clock, going, "How much more of this do I have to endure?"
All right. Oh, well, I can describe it for you guys because it's a very exciting conclusion. He decides to fly into the warehouse on a firework for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that, and he goes in the window.
Yeah.
Instead of the
Yeah. Of course it doesn't go where he wants it to. And it gets lodged in the machine that Chip is currently inside, which causes the machine to break. So he's able to get Chip out of the machine, and then the machine explodes and is like firing shit all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The bear gets turned into a tiny bear with wings, and Pete gets turned into a crazy amalgamation.
Yeah.
He has I was trying to remember, he has like a Wreck-It Ralph arm and a Transformers leg.
Yeah.
And the head is something very specific, but I couldn't place it. It's like a cat that, like, someone gets turned into a cat in something.
Is it?
It's Yzma, basically, is what it is.
It looks like that. It also looked a little bit like the cat from The Great Mouse Detective to me.
Oh, I don't remember that. It just reminded
just
me so much of
just a fat
of,
purple
like,
cat.
When Yzma gets hurt, turned into a cat.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just because I watched that recently.
So is the gun arm from Wreck-It Ralph?
No, what? The other one is.
No, yeah, so the other arm was a Ralph.
Well, what was the gun arm from?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I didn't
think
know.
It's like probably just some like gun thing.
I couldn't remember. It's some. I remember seeing that though, because it is an amalgamation of well known cartoon characters, but I could not place that one.
The gun shoots out something that looks like a Bullet Bill from Mario.
Okay.
It's like
yeah.
It has a little face on it. And earlier, I forgot, they walked by a star on a Walk of Fame that says Chun-Li. So I think video game characters are also real in this universe, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this has not stopped Pete. It's only made him more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This is when they run through the set where Pooj the Fat Honey Bear is being filmed.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I really checked out. And there were some others. It wasn't just Pooch the Honey Bear. What were the others?
They go by Pete, like the actual Pete that you would think of. And he's dressed like Aladdin in some sort of like Aladdin ripoff.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, this is two different things. Like, that's weird. That's not what the bootlegging thing is. They don't take like Flounder and like make him up and put him in Mulan. I don't know. I didn't take down any other ones. Meanwhile, it turns out the J.K. Simmons cop guy is evil, of course.
Captain Putty has his heel turn.
And this is where he...
just ranting and raving.
Oh, and making sound effects. Woo, blah, blah, blah. Like, constantly doing that kind of stuff. While he's fighting Ellie. I don't know if we ever said that's her name, the other cop. There's a little... Yeah? Do you remember something?
No, and so then Pete in this new amalgamated form goes after them. But then they're saved by the helicopter who has, guess it, Ugly Sonic in it. FBI. And the FBI.
And he was telling the truth the whole time.
And he saves the day and
But there's one final Pete gets one final shot.
After they knock Pete down, you think he's down. But then he gets one shot off and hits Chip.
He's aiming for Chip.
That's right.
But Dale heroically jumps in the way and rescues him. And Dale himself is saved by the Pog.
That's right.
In his pocket.
Not just any Pog, because regular Pogs would crumple. It must be a Slammer.
A Slammer! It's gotta be!
It's the Slammer! Which is metal.
Yes.
But when Chip thinks he's dead, Chip, you know, unburdens his heart and tells him how much he loves him and loves the show and everything. And it was all great. And then Dale's not dead.
It's cute.
Yep. And they save Monty. Who has Dumbo ears now.
Yes, who now has... And there come the Dumbo ears.
That's right. Yeah.
And then they make the most self-aware joke in the movie where they're like, something about how the theme song could be sung by a pop star covering the actual theme song. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I guess that's about to happen. And then it does happen. It's Post Malone.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And Luke called it the second it started playing. I said, okay, who is that? And Luke said, I think it's Post Malone. I said, nah, it couldn't be.
Really?
It could not be.
As soon as he started singing, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Post Malone.
Nice. I couldn't place it. But it makes a lot of sense. He seems like the kind of guy who would do that.
Dude, he seems so cool. Every single interview I ever see him in, I'm like, man, I want to hang out with Post Malone.
Yeah, he just seems like a chill bro.
Have you seen the episode of Good Mythical Morning with him on it?
I did, yeah. I watched it after you told me
good.
About it. And then the like little voiceover lines of his thoughts that they do.
Yes.
I was like, have they ever done that before? Is that a thing they just did for him?
They do it with Rhett and Link's parents. They have sometimes Rhett and Link, they'll talk to Link's dad and they'll be like, oh, Link's dad, what do you think about that? And have a little soundboard.
Nice.
That's a little throwback to a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, I watched the Impossible Burger food show with them on it.
Oh, yeah.
And your dad loved it.
Nice. That seems like the kind of thing he would like.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of thing I would like is over the credits of the movie, they show you some of the bootleg movies that have been made.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if y'all noticed them. But I wrote down two of them that
I didn't write any down.
Really stood out. One of which was Now That's What I Call Cartoons Rapping. within the exact design style of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other one, which I was curious what the fuck this even is, it's called Bubba Gump Restaurant the Movie. And I guess it's like some sort of weird bootleg Forrest Gump kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, but, I guess it's Forrest Gump is the movie, and then they made Bubba Gump after the movie, and now they're making a movie after Bubba Gump, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, if maybe Mrs. House is in this, and the Bubba Gump restaurant is a character. And then the last one was, I guess this is a movie that Monty was going to be in. It's called Stupido the Elephant Baby.
Stupido!
Stupido.
That took me a second.
And then, mid-credits scene.
Darkwing.
Everyone's cheering for the Rescue Rangers, and then we pan over, see Darkwing there. He says, "We want Darkwing." Dude. And I was also chanting with him, "We want Darkwing."
I really hope that they're not just messing with us.
It would be amazing.
I'm ready for Darkwing's return.
I did. You know, I looked it up after, I think we talked about it in the episode we did about Darkwing Duck. This was probably the case, but he is a character in the, like, DuckTales reboot. Not like a major character, just like in a few episodes, I think. But yeah. I was like, okay, at least he's around. So maybe we could get some Darkwing solo content sometime soon.
Heck yeah. So
that's the end.
That's it.
So what's your recommendation?
I feel like I
you
had
don't
a...
know you were stoned. Oh, you my don't gosh. Know.
I had a fine time.
Yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with the movie.
Like I said earlier, I didn't love the way that it looked. I didn't love the way that all the animation looked on top of each other. But I laughed a lot. I don't know.
Giggled,
What is your final decision, Mom?
Me?
Yeah.
It was awful.
Okay.
You didn't like it at all? Okay, now out of the three things, right, that you've been on the show for, that being this, the Digimon movie, and VeggieTales, mm-hmm. how is your rank of them?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, how come your dad gets to do fun, good movies, and I get this?
Oh,
this is what I get.
We made him do Imaginaria.
That's good. I like Imaginaria.
Really?
Compared to Digimon? Come on.
Digimon is also good. And here's my final verdict for this movie. I like this movie a lot. So my review is Run, Don't Walk to, I guess, your computer screen and watch it on, what is it, Disney Plus?
Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah. And it's
wow,
not free.
So it is not free, but thanks for indulging us on this one, everybody. I know it's a little bit of a departure from the formula and from the rules of the show, but guess what? We make the show, so we get to make the rules.
Yeah. We can do whatever we want. Ooh, here's a great idea. Mom, if you didn't like this one, do you want to come back next week and do Heat with us?
Yeah, why didn't we do Heat? We talked about doing that. That would have been fun.
But yes, we will still do that. That will be moving forward. Yeah. That'll be our feature for next week. And a big thanks to Mom for coming on.
Thanks for being on
the show. Fun. Thanks for having me in the studio.
In studio. And thanks to you, dear listener. We're nothing without you. Follow us on Instagram if you like the show. We're at Broke Box Office. Tell your friends, spread the word, subscribe, and leave ratings and reviews.
Yeah, email us at brokeboxoffice@gmail.com.
Which won't make any difference because Zach doesn't know how to access those emails on his new computer. But go ahead and do it if you want to.
By next time.
We will eventually. We appreciate you guys hanging in there with the more kind of loosey-goosey schedule that we've kind of been doing recently. Yes. But, you know, we both, like, Zach was sick and then I was sick and then, like, Zach was sick again and then I was out of town and then there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
But we're always here and watching movies, so yeah.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you soon.
And go watch this cool, good movie. Bye.
That's my sign off.
Just a fart sound. All right.